Statistics from the Bureau of Labor show Wisconsin gained just more than 5,000 jobs in February, but at 8.7%, the state's unemployment rate is still nearly twice what it was before the recession officially began back in December of 2007. The monthly Wisconsin Job Watch report is done by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. It's an economic policy group attached to UW-Madison. Jessa Valentine is a researcher for COWS. She says manufacturing has been hard hit, losing 75,000 jobs this recession, though Valentine says the sector is showing glimmers of recovery.
And that's good news. It's actually gained jobs in the last 2 months consecutively, but the loss in this sector has been very strong. Construction jobs have also taken a tremendous hit. They've seen over 20% of their job base down this recession.
The Job Watch report calls this recession long and brutal. Valentine says it's even worse than that of 1981, when the state lost nearly as many jobs as it has this time around.
But then, you know, about a year and a half after the start of that recession, things started to recover and trend upwards again, whereas ours are only very recently starting to stabilize.
The nation's unemployment picture is slightly more negative than Wisconsin's. Automatic data processing says the country lost 23,000 private payroll jobs between February and March. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.